Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
Bert, thanks for being here again.
Oh, you're welcome, Tom.
And Melanie, thanks for joining us by phone today.
Thank you, Tom.
I want to start off, and let's just make a little bit of a distinction, Melanie, between how women vets' issues may be different than the issues that are facing men veterans or male veterans.
Well, I think the issues have always been the same. It's just the way they've been recognized. In the past, women have served since the 1800s. And they've never been recognized for their service or what they've gone through, whether their challenges, issues, medical benefits, resources, whatever it is. And it's always been focused on males. So recently, I'd say early 2000s is when more women started joining the military, and we've had a large increase in veteran population as far as the women coming out of the military, whether they're retired or just being separated for whatever reasons. And so I see it as the challenges that we face have always been the same. It's just that now we are starting to recognize it and try to help women veterans through whatever they're going through.
Well, what are some common misconceptions maybe about women veterans and how they might be different than men or not different than men?
Well, one of the biggest one is that we don't recognize women as veterans. I see that. I've talked to a lot of women, and it starts with us. I'm a veteran, and I don't see myself as a veteran. I retired after 27 years in the military, and when I got out, I just realized, oh my gosh, I'm a veteran. But in my, you know, the way I perceive a veteran has always been a male, you know, with their hat and pins and vests and all that good stuff. And so when I tell myself I'm a veteran, I don't see myself as a veteran. And I think a lot of women see the same thing. When I talk to them, they just don't realize that they're veterans. So that goes on to the public. You know, I think the public just recognizes males as veterans. Women have been told they're not veterans. I've been told I'm not a veteran. And so it just starts with educating the public and the mindset as far as women have served, women are veterans, and, you know, we deserve the same respect as our counterpart, male veterans.
Do you think it's sometimes hard for women to self-identify as veterans as well?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And what's behind that, do you think? I mean, why are women having a hard time? Is it for a lot of the same reasons you're talking about right now?
Well, I think it's just the way we've been trained from growing up. Since I joined at 17 years old, my father, when I asked him if I could join, he says, no, women don't belong in the military. And it's just the way we were taught. And, of course, I'm stubborn, so I joined the military either way. And, I think it's just the way we've taught ourselves that males belong in the military, not women. So, yeah.
Bert, did you have a question you wanted to ask Melanie about?
I think here's the thing that I've heard is on the Guard side, since both you and I are both retired from the Guard, is that unless you have served in a combat zone, they don't consider Guard membership as being a veteran by definition. The VA or the Department of Defense. So that's kind of weird too. I know I had women in my platoon, and we had no doubt that they were veterans. I mean, for us, mm-hmm. but it's mm-hmm. different. I think maybe because I've run into the same thing you're talking about before.
That's a good point. With the Army or any branch of National Guard or Reserves. That is a perception. Now, in our state, in New Mexico, Governor Martinez signed a bill years ago recognizing the Army National Guard, Air National Guard, and Reserves that serve in New Mexico if they have served 6 consecutive years with an honorable service. Whether or not they deployed, they're considered state veterans and they qualify for our state benefits. That's in New Mexico. Now, when you look at a veteran, and I've talked to our state director here at the Department of Veterans Services, every story is different. So if you have, for example, you have an individual that served 6 years in the Army National Guard, and he deployed three times, let's just say one, three times, whatever, he is considered a veteran, and possibly, more than likely, he qualifies for federal benefits, VA benefits, and state benefits. We can have the soldier, another soldier from the Army National Guard, serving the same time, never deployed, and qualifies for state benefits, but not federal benefits. Hmm. And then there's a veteran, and then there's combat veterans. So there's different benefits for every story. I say story because every person has a different story. We have individuals have served less than 2 years, and that they got hurt during active duty. They are federally recognized as veterans. So it just depends. You can't really, there's not a fine line to say, hey, it's not a cookie cutter where these ones, you know, certain people qualify for certain benefits. It's just everybody's so different. We just have to analyze each and every person on a one-to-one and figure out what they qualify for.
Melanie, do you feel like there more needs to be done for women veterans specifically than is being done right now?
Well, it all starts with just recognizing. It starts with women seeing themselves as veterans and coming forward to ask, do they qualify for benefits? I have talked to a group of women, and they were afraid to come forward because they have already been told they were not veterans in the past. So in their mind, they didn't qualify for any benefits or resources. There are so many benefits and resources out there that they have deserved to come forward and you know, take advantage of.
We've talked a lot on our program about post-traumatic stress disorder and how it's affecting veterans that are coming back from mainly combat situations. And I think, Bert, you wanted to ask a little bit about some of the differences between men and women as it relates to PTSD.
Melanie, one of the things that I was wondering about is I think you had a good point, is that a lot of women don't come forward, and it's, I think maybe that male attitude, because you still have some of the old, the good old boy syndrome that we had for years and years, that women aren't allowed to be veterans, or they're not allowed to do certain things. And so that may be a part of what you were talking about before. But my deal with post-traumatic stress is, are they, on the women's side, are they more severe? And is there a specific treatment for women?
I wouldn't say they're more severe than male veterans. PTSD is treated differently depending on the individual, obviously, you know, what type of PTSD it is. I'm not medically qualified to talk in detail about it, but I can say that, for example, women veterans that have gone through military sexual trauma tend to not talk about it during their military service. They tend to hold it back because they're afraid that they will be held back in promotions. They will be discharged. They're just afraid to talk about it. So when they hold it in for so many years and then they get out of the service, some of them still don't want to talk about it. They don't want to recognize it. But the ones that do, we do have specific treatment for women veterans at the VA. I work hand in hand with Tanya McKinney, who is the VA Health Women Veteran Program Manager. And so her services with the federal side, and then my services on the state side, and we have so many resources, nonprofit, state organizations, and agencies throughout the state that these women can qualify for different retreats and therapies, and I can go on and on. But and of course, I focus on women. These programs and resources are also offered to male veterans. Now, the difference between the two is that sometimes women veterans try to help themselves more than women veterans just trying to deal with it by, I shouldn't say that, male veterans do the same thing, or they don't want to recognize that they have PTSD. Too embarrassed, I guess you could say, and they shouldn't be. But to answer your question, yes, women veterans do have, I don't want to say special, but different treatment to a certain point. It's a woman-to-woman treatment, so you have a woman doctor or psychiatrist or whatever it is for behavioral health. They feel more comfortable talking to another woman about whatever they're going through versus a male doctor. Yeah. So they do make it a point to just keep women talking to women if they feel more comfortable with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, Melanie, we're out of time. Thank you so much for talking with us today, and we really appreciate your perspective on this issue.
You're very welcome.
That's a Melanie Suazo. She's a retired New Mexico Army National Guard Sergeant Major, and she is the Women's Veterans Program Coordinator for the New Mexico Department of Veterans Services. Also joining me today was Bert Valencia from local VFW Post 5231 and Disabled American Veterans Chapter 44. Thanks for listening to KSJD's Veterans Affairs Program. I'm Tom Yoder.